any of you guys bummed that you won't be able to carry out your travel plans because of the coronavirus? Well, I think it actually might be a good time for us to just really save and think about our spending habits while we're just stuck at home, not really being able to go outside to spend money. So this week's episode, we're going to talk about our spending habits, what we could be doing to spend more wisely, going over some tips. And no, this is not a tutorial on how to save money. This is not us giving proper advice, but it's more of a conversation where we just talk about it and discuss. So if you want to join our conversation, make sure to keep listening. Review of the week. This one is from Instagram Lover. Feels like I'm just chilling with them. I listened to it once on my way to job interview, and I ended up having a good conversation with my interviewers because I think I was less nervous and gave off relaxed vibe. Haha. Recommend their podcast at night when you need a friend to talk to or don't feel like doing anything type of day. Oh my gosh, this is such a cute review. And I'm so glad that you were able to relax before your interview. And yes, we always want our podcast to feel like you're actually joining into our conversation. So I'm really glad that our podcast is doing that for you.
And there's also a Korean review this week, so I'm going to read that one. 언제나 잘 듣고 있어요. 유진님도 안전하시길 바라요. 아하 팟캐스트 덕분에 집에 있는 게 심심하지 않아요. 바쁜 와중에도 틈틈이 팟캐스트 올려주셔서 감사해요.
Here's our life update for this week. I am finally home and I am happy but also very unhappy to be home. Like, I like our new house. It's really spacious and like I have my own space. I'm reunited with my comfy bed. By the way, my bed is the best thing ever. I've been sleeping so well and I forgot how good it is to get a good sleep. But I don't like being here, as in like not LA. I love being in LA and I was honestly thriving and just so happy there. But just things didn't work out, obviously, and it's not just me who's affected by it, so I'm just trying to brush it off and just being happy and thankful that I'm home safely and that I was able to get home. Because actually someone pointed out in my recent Instagram post how I was lucky to go home because a lot of people are just kind of locked down in their city and they can't really leave to go home. So yeah, I am really thankful and I'm really glad that someone pointed that out so that I am able to actually realize that and recognize that some people can't go home. But being home has been nice, except for the fact that I don't have Wi-Fi right now. And I haven't had Wi-Fi for the past 7 days and it's been absolute just chaos because I have work to do and it's not just like personal work. I have work for my internship because I'm still working remotely. I have to send video files to them pretty much every day and without Wi-Fi, I haven't been able to do that ASAP. So that's been really, really stressing me out, but it's something that's out of my control and I've been trying to deal with it. I've been trying to mind control so I'm not as stressed, and I don't know if that's working, but I'm trying. And I'm getting Wi-Fi tomorrow, so yay to that. Woo! How are you doing, ma'am?
My life is honestly the same, still working from home, still stuck inside, not going out as much. Actually, not going out at all. I've been to the grocery store once and I've been noticing a lot of people have like gloves and masks now and I don't have any of those. So now I'm like, I actually can't go in public because now I'm the person who doesn't have any of these on and it's strange to not have it. It's like the other way around all of a mm-hmm. sudden. So
that's good.
I'm going to try not to go outside other than to throw out garbage, but everything else is good, pretty much the same.
You've been cooking a lot.
Yes, I went on a huge grocery run and I actually found like recipes I wanted to try. And so I made cheesecake bites. I made spring rolls at home. What else did I make? I feel like I took a lot of pictures of my food.
You made like the rice cake churros.
Oh, yeah. I made rice cake, some like experimental recipes, you know, that people are doing since they're bored now. Yeah. Like I made the souffle omelet thing by whisking eggs for like 30 minutes and it was gone in 10 seconds. So if you have time to kill, which is pretty much everyone these days.
You took our whisk thingy, what do you call that? Like whisk machine?
The electric hand mixer.
Yeah, so I was actually excited to come home because I knew we had that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I can make Dalgona coffee or whipped coffee without all the labor. Like I can cheat my way through it. And then I come home and mom's like, oh, she took that. And I was like, oh, great. Like no more whisk coffee for me.
I mean, it's not hard to do it by hand if you have like a big bowl and a nice like hand whisk. Okay. I also took my family's air fryer, so I'm sorry about that.
I just took
all the good. Yeah, because everyone was moving out. Well, not everyone, but you were moving out and then we were moving and we had to get rid of all this stuff. So I was like, why not? I'm just going to take it to my apartment because I'm not buying a new one with my money.
I can't believe my parents gave up air fryer. What the heck?
I can buy you guys a new one, okay? I'll buy one and send it over there for Dad's birthday, like a really nice one.
Okay. I'm also convincing my dad to get us a hammock. I'm also convincing my dad to get us a hammock. How do you say that word? It's so weird.
Hammock. No.
You guys know what I'm trying to say. For our backyard, because we can't go outside, like outside, I still want to go outside and chill, and I can't just lay down in the concrete, you know? So, yeah. But they're expensive. They're like $74. I didn't know hammocks were that expensive, but our topic is money this week, so we can talk about that if that's going to be a smart spending choice.
Wait, last point I want to make in the updates is that I freaking want the Nintendo Switch so
Same.
Bad. It is so bad.
Everyone has
and
it.
I just want to play Animal Crossing during this self-quarantine. Like, I believe that is going to fix all of my sad, depressing, alone time at home.
Yeah, one last thing from me too. This weekend, I was just so depressed. I don't know why. Don't ask, because I don't know either. But to run away from all of my responsibilities, I pulled out my Nintendo DS from like freaking 2008. It still works. It's crazy. But I have Animal Crossing from that, and this Animal Crossing version is literally 2005 to 2007, so it is ancient. And it shocked me because it is so sexist. And I really want the new Animal Crossing because I can't deal with how sexist and like how stereotypical the characters are. It triggers
me. Yeah, those were the old days where no one was really sensitive about that kind of thing.
And I'm not that sensitive either, but like one story is very quick story. I put in my name is Kelly because my name is Kelly. And then the driver was like, oh, like the two choices were, oh, that's a cute name or that's a cool name. And I was like, I don't really want my name to be like considered that's cute. So I was like, that's a cool name. And they automatically gave me a male character. I was like, my character got off the taxi and it was a guy. And I was like, when did I tell you that I was a male?
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Anyways, yeah, we can talk about if purchasing a Nintendo Switch is going to be a smart decision for both of us and like smart decision for our wallets.
Yeah, so today's topic is personal finance, and we didn't really have time to plan out a whole like outline or whatever for this. So I just Googled some personal finance tips for young adults and found this website that has an article that says 81 personal finance tips every young adult should live by. And honestly, we're not gonna be able to go through all 81, but I'm just gonna read some of them and see if we're living by them or see if we think these are helpful.
So this is going to be like an open discussion basically, and I have no idea what she's gonna say because I don't have access to the article. So you guys are gonna get my reaction as well. Also, I'm just gonna say I love money, but I hate money because I don't understand finance stuff. Like, it's just that taboo subject for me, not because I don't know, I don't really have any reasons other than that adulting is hard and I don't understand anything. So, just saying.
Okay, going straight into the budget and spending category, it says set a budget and also track your spending. Try the all cash diet.
Oh, all cash diet is like where you use all cash, right?
Yes, so you're not going out with a debit or a credit card and you're just swiping, not knowing how much really is adding up, you know?
I'm guilty. But yeah, cash is really hard to use. And I feel like I should use cash more. And that's definitely going to help me spend less. But then because we're not going out right now, it's so hard for me to like hold myself back kind of. Because for me, I spend more online than offline. Offline, when I'm like just like shopping for clothes, let's say, it's really easy for me to be like, oh, like if I really like it, like I'll think about it and then I'll come back and buy it. But then online, it's like I've actually been thinking about it for a month and I like buy everything because I'm like, I've been thinking about it for a month. I've been coming back every week to look at this. So let me buy it, and then like I buy everything. And because everyone's just online shopping right now, I think it's easier for us to just spend it without really realizing how that's adding up.
I think we've all had that experience of like if you have a debit card and you have a bank app, you think you spent like $50 over the weekend and then you go in, log into your app, and suddenly your balance is like way low and you're like, what the heck? I'm pretty sure I got card like fraud. And you go in and it's literally just you. Like, it's your transactions. You bought this. Like, you McDonald's. Ate this. So if you're someone who can't control yourself with a card, take money out of your bank account. Have physical cash and have it in your wallet and only let yourself use that amount because you don't want to go in credit card debt when you're young. You don't want to be spending over your balance and having to pay like those bank fees. So that's a good one.
I really hate checking my bank account. Like, it gives me literal like anxiety attack.
Yeah, and sometimes you like push it off for so long and when you finally do log in, it's really bad. Like I've logged into like minus like negative balances before and I've had to like transfer money in.
Dang, you're wild. That hasn't happened to me.
It happens. But we have to talk about setting a budget. Like, do you have a budget? How do you set a budget? Should you set a budget?
Yeah, because I live with my parents for the most part. I mean, I did kind of live on my own for like a month, but we're not going to talk about that because it makes me sad. Because I don't have to pay for rent. But the thing is, I think my case is kind of different though, because I do pay for my car and like my insurance every month. So I do have things I have to pay for every month, and I have to make sure that I like am making enough money where I'm able to make enough money to pay those payments. But like, I'm not spending like $1,000 on rent and stuff, right? So it's not like budgeting is not as important for me as like how important it is would be for like my sister who has to pay for her rent and like her utilities. But when I'm home and just in my normal routine, I do try to track all of my spending and make sure I'm not going out of my budget. So I don't have a strict budget, but I do make sure that I'm not spending crazy amount of money. And like, I don't have crazy amount of money to be spending anyways. So that's why it's important for me to make sure that I'm like spending my money wisely, so that if I'm saving up to buy something or if I'm saving up to travel, that I'm able to do that. But Also, one thing that I do want to mention is that for the past few months, I haven't been in my normal routine. So I'm going to be like honest, I haven't really been tracking it. And it makes me anxious that I'm not tracking it. So I probably should get into that like ASAP. But yeah, I think it's okay if you're not keeping up with like your spendings, especially if you're just in like high school. But I think it's important for us to start early and start like experimenting with different ways of tracking it, so that when you're actually in like college and when you actually need to do it properly, that you'll be ready and like experienced.
Yeah, I think setting a budget starts with actually tracking your spending, because without knowing what you're spending, you can't set a budget. So for me, when I first started living alone and having an actual job, I wrote down like everything I have to pay for, everything I need to buy every month. And then based on that, I set my own budget. And I've been like Googling stuff, because honestly, no one teaches you this. And if you have like really financially strict parents, maybe they've taught you something, but I feel like we didn't grow up that strictly because we're not like huge spenders. We didn't want like fancy or luxurious things mm-hmm. when we were younger. We were just normal kids, and we got like allowances here and there. And
we didn't even get allowance. It was like, oh, I need to buy a friend's birthday gift. Can I have $20?
Yeah, and we didn't ask for more than that. Uh-huh. So we weren't taught to be like strict with our money and have like a budget when we were 16. So mm-hmm. when I first moved out, I Googled a bunch of stuff. I watched a lot of YouTube videos on like setting like a adult budget, you know? And I found this like rule that says 50% should be your needs, 30% should be your wants, and 20% should be your savings. So half of your budget should be like for your rent, for your food, gas, if you have a car, if you have pets. And then 30% is your shopping, going out, maybe like going to workout classes, going to concerts. And then 20% is savings. So I don't follow that strictly, but I do try to stick to that kind of ratio. Next tip is spend based on your income. Don't compare yourself to other people's financial situations. Spend based on your income.
Spend accordingly to what you have. It's okay to not have a Tesla at age 24.
Yes, it's better to spend within your limits than to go in debt, because honestly, I don't even want to get into like the whole debt world because it scares me. And you don't want to know how things could go with like interest and stuff like that if you get into debt. Okay, next one says, don't go shopping with big spenders.
Oh my God.
What do you think?
Yes, and also this just kind of brings off another advice I have, is to surround yourself with people with the same kind of like budget, I guess. Because obviously if you hang out with a friend who has more freedom in like how she spends her money, or how she or he spends his or her money, and let's just say that the friend is just like really interested in designer stuff, they're into fancy dinners, like it's obviously going to make you feel bad if you're not into that and if you can't afford it. And you don't have to surround yourself with people like that if that scares you and if that pressures you to spend more than you have. And I definitely have like different kinds of friends, like some of my friends are that way, and there's nothing wrong with that because they are spending accordingly to like what they have. But it makes me think in a way where I think that more expensive something is, like the better it is, like that mindset, which is not true. And also it makes me more materialistic, even though that's not their purpose, you know? And yeah, I think it's just more like self-esteem reasons especially as a teenager when you're really influenced by your friends and like your peers. So yeah, that's my advice. And obviously you can't like pick your friends according to like how much money they have, but that is something that you should consider when you're like, when you have the choice to like pick who you're going to go out to dinner with. Like, you don't want to always reach out to a friend who you know is going to spend like $50 on dinner when you know you can't afford that. You're gonna go out and you're gonna feel bad. So instead, reach out to your homies and be like, hey, let's get Taco Bell, because that's only $7 for a full course meal, and everyone's gonna be happy.
Yeah, also, if you feel like you're easily influenced by friends or people you're around with when you're like spending money, go to the mall alone or just online shop by yourself at home. Go through a drive-thru by yourself. Like, you don't have to be going shopping with groups of like 5 to 10 girls and everyone's literally holding like 10 bags, because that makes you overspend and you're gonna regret it. And I've definitely been in those situations. Like, I didn't need that, but everyone was grabbing these things.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
Very good.
Okay, next tip is find cheap or free ways to have fun. So instead of going to like the movies when it's the most expensive, like on a weekend night, and pay like $20 for a regular movie, find like those Tuesday night deals and go for like the $5 ticket. Or like you said, go through a drive-thru and like split food with your friends and just sit in the car and have fun instead of going to a restaurant and paying for like a salad and then tip and then like a $5 soda.
Yeah, there's always ways to save money if you really look into it. For me, I like to take advantage of the platform I have to save money, actually, because like those apps where you can refer friends, I can give credit to people by sharing those links, and I can also get credit for sharing. So apps like, I don't know, I think like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Uber Eats, when I refer a friend, I can get a credit back of some sort when they use my link. So that way, like, I'll save some money on my next Lyft ride or my next Uber Eats delivery. So that's always ways to save money, and you don't have to be an influencer to do that. You can just give the link to your friend and make them use it, and you'll all save money.
Next tip is to plan your meals ahead of time. So it's about like making sure you're not buying all your meals or spending money on things you could be doing yourself at home. For example, making your own coffee or packing your lunch, having like snacks packed up in your bag or whatever. And honestly, I can't believe some people still think it's cheaper to buy food.
I think if you're in Korea, that could actually be a valid point. Because in Korea, you can get a full course like Korean meal for like $4. That is insane. And imagine having to cook that. You have to buy all the ingredients and you have to put in time to cook that. But if you're going to spend like $12 on a salad that you can make at home, then no.
Yeah, Korea is really like, food is accessible and cheap and easy, and there's food everywhere and like takeout places. But if you know that you're going to end up buying a $20 meal at the restaurant by your work, grocery shop on the weekends and pack your food, throw in a bunch of snacks. Good tip.
And also, I think something that my parents taught me is to always like carry a snack with me. So like my mom, she always has snacks in her car and like in her purse. We're just like, we always, when we're traveling, also if we're going on a road trip, if we're flying, if we're going anywhere, she always packs snacks from home. And at the time when we're all packing, I tell her like, we're not gonna eat all of that. Like when she's packing like 5 packs of ramen noodles, I'm like, we're going for a day, like we're not gonna eat all of that. But then like they actually end up coming in handy and we actually eat all of them. So Yeah, packing snacks, always a good idea.
Yeah, we have some things that are always there at home or in the car, and it's like granola bars, little like mini chocolates,
crackers.
Or nut packets, crackers, gum or mint. Like, we have those everywhere, so we never have to like go randomly buy a snack.
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Okay, next one is, don't be embarrassed to take a staycation. Don't feel like you have to go on this exotic, fancy European backpacking tour.
True.
Because everyone else is doing so. And this one is kind of hard because I'm one of those people that, like, I want that. Like, I don't want to stay home if it's spring break, you know?
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, I just kind of want to say that when you look at our Instagram feed, it's really easy to just assume that we're that family who goes on like crazy family vacations every break and like goes to Europe every summer, because honestly, just me looking at your feed, it kind of looks like you're that like girl who always travels, posts cute pictures and eats good food, like doesn't even have a job, she's just like traveling all day and night, you know? Like, your Instagram makes you look like that, which is not true. And like, even if you look at my channel, there's a lot of like travel diaries, and I just want to say that you really can't look at those feeds and make yourself feel bad, because I can tell you right now, that Spain trip that our family went on, that was our first family trip outside of the country in like, I don't even know, like 10 years. So yeah, don't think that everyone else except your family is going on a nice trip, because obviously that is not true. And yeah, I honestly think staycations are pretty cool. When I was younger, I didn't really think that, because I always saw my friends go on trips to Puerto Rico. Why do I say words weirdly?
You can't pronounce anything.
No, the thing is, I haven't been speaking. I haven't been saying a word. So it's really hard for me to speak even English. But yeah, I think it was, especially in like elementary school, we used to live in a pretty rich neighborhood, and we weren't as rich as those like people who went on crazy vacations to Puerto Rico every Sunday and had like private planes in their driveway. So yeah, it was really, I can totally relate to just looking at everyone and feeling bad about it. But yeah, not everyone can afford a crazy trip, and I think it's totally fine to stay home and relax, because you know what, when you do go on those trips, you're gonna wish that you stayed home sometimes.
Okay, this is perfect for the next tip, because it says, don't fall for the social media lifestyle.
Mm.
Like what you said, my Instagram may look like I am on vacation every month, every weekend, but
now everyone's gonna go look at your Instagram.
Oh my god, this is self-promo, but I mean, it's not like that now, but it definitely used to be that, because I only used to post like cute pictures that I got on vacation.
Yeah.
And when you see the dates that I posted, I don't post every day. I don't post 30 pictures of Spain in a month. I like post here and there, and I'll do like throwback pictures that I didn't get to post.
Mm-hmm.
So it may seem like I have 10,000 pictures of me in pretty places, but honestly, I only get like maybe 2 vacations now, since now I'm in work. So I
maybe
like to take
zero
advantage
this year.
Of when honestly, like this year, I had so many travel plans just because I've had like vacation days saved up, and I wanted to, you know, visit her in LA and then go to Korea in the summer and all that. But it's all ruined thanks to coronavirus.
Thanks, Rona.
But back to the point. My point is that I don't have that lifestyle. No one probably has that realistically. Everyone needs a home and a place to be. And everything they're posting might be from a time when they were having fun, but it doesn't have to be 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah, and something that you should realize is that when my sister and I go on vacations, actually this is more me, but I change like 3 times a day. So I have more pictures to post, and that's what we mean by don't fall for the social media trap, because you don't know what these people are doing behind the scenes. It may look like I was in Spain for a month, but I was there for like 4 days. I just changed 3 different times, so I have 12 different outfit posts. Oops.
This is really exposing us, but we truly do say this on vacation. And even when we're packing, we always say to each other, yo, pack like we're going there for a month. Dress like you're going to live here for a month. Act like you're here for a long time. Because honestly, if we're paying that much money to fly to Europe, we want to make the most of it. We want to pack all of our cute clothes and
We would make our whole family turn around and go back to our place so we could change.
But I mean, it could be a tip. Like, you don't have to book a 3-week vacation to Europe if you can just do outfit changes.
Totally. I love exposing us. Is there more exposing we could do here?
Next tip is to keep your savings account separate from your checking account.
Oh, I do that. Hee hee.
I do that too because I once had one bank. And under that same bank, I had a checking and a savings. And the problem with that is you can pull from your savings account
Oh, you mean
and
like
put it in your checking
separate
account.
bank?
I mean, it depends, but for me, the same bank situation did not work because I constantly was pulling from my savings. Like, oh, I need to buy this real quick and I'm just gonna
That's bad.
put it back in next month. But
Oh,
guess
okay.
what? I never put that back in. So I actually separated, like I got a separate bank for my savings and I cannot take it out.
Dang, that's nice. I should do that.
Have an emergency fund.
Isn't that the same thing as your savings?
I mean, your savings could be an emergency fund, I guess, unless you have a separate reason that you're saving up for. But I think this is important for times like now where
Yes.
like there's a pandemic and people are losing their jobs and things are being canceled left and right. And what if one day you lose your income or you lose your house or you get in a car accident? God forbid, knock on wood. If you're able to save up, think that you're saving up for an emergency fund. It could be that you have to go to a hospital one day or you have a pet emergency. I don't know, but if you don't have the money, you're not going to be able to pay for whatever emergency. So, emergency
Do
fund,
you
I
have an
think.
emergency fund?
Well, actually, that was one of my 2020 goals to have an emergency fund. And my goal was to save up 5 months worth of living cost.
Dang. Is that what's recommended, or did you just go above and beyond?
No, I did a lot of research on this as well, and people were saying like anywhere from 3 to 6 months worth of living costs, like including rent and your food, gas, car, whatever. But I was just trying to be ambitious and going for 5 months.
Okay, well, I hope you achieve that goal. I think it should be easy because you shouldn't be traveling anytime soon. Or if you actually hold yourself back from buying the Nintendo Switch, you'll save a couple hundred.
Okay, I have a couple last ones, and this one is learn about money management, which is really basic and kind of stupid for me to tell anyone, but I feel like the earlier you start and the more you know when you're younger, you're gonna be so much better off when you're like in your 20s or 30s or even older. So, for example, I didn't know about like credit cards at all. And I just made my first credit card when I was like 24. So, if you're interested in knowing about like personal finance or how to save money, how to build credit and stuff like that, schools don't teach you this. And like I said, not a lot of parents are like strictly about informing their kids on like money management. So, there's a lot of like YouTube channels out there or like books that are not as intimidating. Like, you don't have to be a finance major to know all this stuff. So, if you're interested, like, subscribe to one of those like personal finance or like investing YouTube channels, and they like do one of those like investing 101 or the best credit cards for 20-year-olds, stuff like that. So it's easier to just watch someone who knows about that stuff instead of doing your own research, because there's a lot of like scams and like bad information on Google. So that would be my best advice. I think I learned a lot through watching YouTube and on my own. So
yeah, we might not be getting like, we might not be learning everything through those videos, but still it's better than not watching anything at all. So I am subscribed to one of those channels as well, and I don't watch every single video that he posts, but I do click, I find myself clicking on them when he titles them like what you need to do in your early 20s or like what you need to do as a beginner, like, you know, stuff like titles like that, that catches my attention because I am a beginner and because I am still young and I could use some of those tips.
To close this off, we should do like what our financial goals look like or what we think is important, because I feel like it could be motivating for people who are listening who don't have certain goals like that, because they just mm-hmm. haven't thought about it or they're just finding out about like all this stuff. If anyone out there is my age or around my age, like post college or just starting to work with an actual job, just to share my personal finance goals have been to save for an emergency fund. Like I read as one of the tips, I've been trying to save up money just in case. So I'm trying to save up for that this year. I've also been trying to save up for like a big vacation. For example, if I'm trying to go to Europe one day, I don't want to be like eating ramen for like 3 months straight just to find a way to fund my time in Europe. So I've been putting $50 every week towards like a vacation fund. And if you count 52 weeks of $50, it's a lot of money. So it's better for me to just have that going instead of one day realizing that I need like $3,000. So I've been doing that. I do a lot of the like make your own coffee at home, making my food at home, and not splurging on like expensive things. So that's what I try to keep up with. And I don't do a lot of crazy stuff, but I do like to splurge here and there. If I do have some money saved up, for example, like BTS tickets or going shopping once in a while or getting stuff for the house that I need, like going on a trip to IKEA or whatever. So yeah, make sure you're not too strict on yourself, because I know that you can get so caught up in like, oh my gosh, I should be making this amount of money and I should be spending and saving this amount. And like, don't starve yourself to death. Don't, or the other way around, don't buy like stupid stuff that's not going to last. And it's like an impulse buy, like just be smart.
Wow. Great advice. Yeah. For me, from a video I watched, it was about different ways to invest in your 20s, and one tip that really left a mark on me was that in your 20s, best way of investing is to invest in yourself. And I think that is totally true, because you could be spending money to buy designer purses, but you could also be spending that money to learn a new skill that is one day going to get you to that dream job, to that dream income, to that dream lifestyle. And how I've been applying that to myself is that I don't save when it comes to spending money on my channel or like something that's going to affect my videos or my qualities of the, or the qualities of my videos. And now that I have some sort of an established channel and established audience, my goal right now is now to be resourceful and make sure that I'm not handling everything when I could be like hiring someone to do something that they could do better than me. And that might mean that I'm losing some money, but in the long run, I could be making more money by uploading more frequently and uploading higher quality content by hiring someone. and just thinking smartly and working efficiently, basically. Also, I truly think that if you are able to, I don't think it's a waste of money to go sign up for a gym or to spend your money on workout classes or spending the extra dollar to buy healthy quality food. Because again, that is also investing in yourself. And I truly, truly believe that eating healthy and working out helps your mental health like immensely. And for me, I could go look up a therapist and like get therapy to help with my mental health. But then also I could do the same thing and save a couple hundred bucks to instead go work out at an environment that I love, even though if that's like $20 a class, if that's going to help me, and if it's like $100 cheaper than going to actual therapy, like, yes, sign me up for that class. And spending my money on what makes me feel good. So really just make sure that every spending is intentional. And I think that is key to spending wisely. Make sure everything has purpose and everything has intentions. Also, for my saving goals, I just want to say it before I leave. My saving goal right now would be, or it has been for like traveling. So all last year, I was pretty good with saving because I knew I wanted to get a new camera. I knew I was going to be traveling. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to like afford all of that. But on top of that, I think now is more like college related because I know how expensive college can be. And luckily, I am like receiving some sort of scholarship, so I don't have to pay like $80,000 for a private college like tuition, because that is absolutely insane. But by saving up a little bit, I wouldn't have to like stress out my parents as much, and also just be able to buy my own groceries or buy my own supplies or whatever I need without like having my parents have to pay for all that. So yeah, that's my saving goals for now. This was more of a chit chat kind of episode because we definitely don't really have the credentials to be giving out real advice or to give you any directions on saving or spending. But I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. I definitely had fun talking about different things. And now I really want Nintendo Switch. I don't know if my sister's going to leave that conversation in there. Probably not. But we just basically had a 20-minute like discussion about Nintendo Switch and Animal Crossing. And I really want it now. But I don't know. Probably not a good decision for me because I suck at games and I'm not good at keeping up with games, and I already know that. So if I buy it, I'm just really making a stupid decision. But I probably will be happy for about a month. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, leave us the money emoji, either the cash emoji or like the throwing up money. Anything money related, you can comment on our, or the cash, the money stash, the money bag. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, or the money with the wings.
Yeah, there's so many. Just whatever floats your boat, just anything money related. I hope you guys are having a good week, and we're going to wrap it up here. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.